This time on Culture File, we're going behind a blue door off a laneway in Bantry, where painter Sarah Walker has found the subjects for a new series of paintings of the Irish boxing scene. Touring the country with her two sons, Seamus and Emmett, and their coach, Andy Cairns, Walker began exploring in paint the training, the waiting, the fights, the folding chairs in halls and clubs across the country. This week, her show The Boxing Diaries opens at Oliver Sears Gallery in Dublin. And last Saturday morning, Culture File joined the coach, the boxers and the painter for a sparring session at Bantry Boxing Club.
When we first rang up Andy about asking him could he take on Seamus, could he join the club, Andy was just said, oh, I'm sure he's just been watching the Olympics, has he, you know. But I was like, oh no, wait till you meet Seamus, you know, he's wanted to do this since he was 2 years old. And then, you know, it wasn't long before Andy kind of realised the kind of commitment that Seamus was willing to make. So anyway, he was very happy with Seamus very quickly.
Well, you have to get into the routine of going hard for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever your contests are, and then resting for a minute. Do you know, you just have to get that system into your body. Like,
when the other fella's thumping you, 2 minutes seems to go on forever. But when you're the one that's kind of being the boss, there's not enough time. But it's a long 2 minutes when you're getting the wrong end of the stick, yeah. Because there isn't too many places to hide, you know. Middle of the ring. Battle for the middle of the ring. Don't give it away. Hold the centre. Throw your shots. If you step left, you're going to lose the middle. You just have to win in it and you give it away. Don't always be the one on the outside. Come on, pick it up. Tidy up a small bit. The pair is. Seamus is very graceful in the ring, and I mean, if sometimes you watch the movement, it's like it's almost ballet. It's fantastic to see when it's done right, but that takes a long number of years. And Seamus is with me since he's 11 years old, so he's 7 years of training, looking after himself well, and he's still improving. I can remember one contest, it was 2 years ago, it was just stuck in my mind. We were at a show, and his movement was just absolutely fantastic, and he just looked so comfortable. And I said it to him when he came back to the corner. I think it was the first time I ever said to someone, he sat down, I looked at him, he looked at me, I smiled, he smiled, and I just said, you're boxing beautiful, baby. But it was the way he boxed in, it was beautiful to watch, you know. And someone who appreciates the game, that's what you want to see.
The show is actually called The Boxing Diaries, and Oliver came up with that title, but it's a good description of what it's about, because it's not only about the competitions and their achievements in the competitions, but I mean, so much of it is about, I suppose, how it's been within the family and all the distances that we've driven all over the countryside and all the time that we've spent in different towns everywhere and all these, you know, places that I'd never been to before. And, you know, you end up driving from Kilmallock in Limerick across country to Clonmel, and you're on roads that you've never been on in your life before. And you're just seeing this whole world that I knew nothing about.
This is my art, this is my passion. Like, I don't know, completely enthralled by boxing since the very start. My mother started painting boxing about 2 years ago. She just kind of said, you know, once at dinner, I'm starting to get into painting pictures of you boxing now, James. I suppose she was just so, like, in the whole scene of boxing all the time, with myself and Emmett in the championships and everything. I just thought, well, that's great, like.
Outside.
steps. That's one of Seamus's deadly punches.
Yeah, that's very representative, actually. It's exactly the way he throws
one
it, isn't it?
One of his great scores.
That long right hand.
That's the hook at the end.
I like that one, the shadows. The one before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the ones. There's a couple of, actually, you in the corner.
Certain boxers.
Maybe that's Emma.
Well, nearly all of them. It's like a signature punch, almost. There's certain punches that they can just execute a lot better than others. One of his better ones is that he just fires it because he's very rangy and he's quite quick, and he throws what I call a long right hand because it's his backhand that comes from behind, but it just travels like a javelin, really. It's just long, fast and straight, and more often than not always on target, and he just throws it particularly well. But it's just the shape, which there is encapsulated that perfectly, and in the painting the way that he throws it, I mean, I could tell straight away that was Seamus.
I suppose, actually, when I was doing the boxing paintings, it was very kind of just something that I really felt like doing. I never thought of it as something that people would pick up on. And when I was first showing Oliver some of my work, I was showing him the kind of work that I would usually do and that people would know, that people would associate my work with. But he just was interested in the boxing paintings, and I was kind of delighted because they were very personal. I mean, maybe that's what makes them, you know, intriguing, engaging, is the fact that they are very personal. I mean, obviously they're very personal because they're about my own sons, you know. The bleeding in the club is always just a nosebleed, you know, and Seamus has been really prone to nosebleeds over the years. So, and actually the nosebleeds are means that a contest can be stopped because of a nosebleed, because they're very careful about not transmitting blood.
Have you painted the blood into any of the pictures?
No, I haven't actually done that. Yeah, that's, I never even thought about that, actually.
Because, you know, I was thinking of the lads there, they were doing their bit of painting around the floor with the blood. It's kind of like 60s style performance work.
No, they were not. No. Sometimes, though, I'd come in at the end of training and Seamus would be holding up a towel that was covered in blood, and I'd just go, oh, my God.
I know the reason you'd done it. Me, it's to save, it was just to save paint because you didn't have to do any hair, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy touch, it's just a round head.
That was actually really hard.
Was the light shining off it? Yeah, of course there was. Reflections.
I was talking to Sarah Walker and her son Seamus and Emmett, as well as their coach Andy Cairns, the last three of which you can see in Rippling and Pasto when The Boxing Diaries opens at the Oliver Sears Gallery in Dublin this coming Thursday.